The agenda is recess, but we've only been going for an hour, so we're going to push through it. We will reserve the right to take a recess later if necessary. Moving on to public hearings, thank you again for being here. Everyone will have the opportunity to speak on any given public hearing if you choose to do so, as long as you are in accordance with the conditions of the commission. And speaking of those, Mr. Robertson will share those rules and regulations with you.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. This is the time for the scheduled public hearing that's on the County Planning and Zoning Commission's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules in the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending application. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's longstanding rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from these proceedings. Please do not distract from the proceedings and follow the directions of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain, present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of an application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opposition to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. After the public has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant shall have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal if necessary. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation, or submission by the applicant or the public unless requested or permitted by the commission. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. During any presentation or the public hearings, it shall be the responsibility of the person using the electronic media in the room to navigate or advance or reverse through that media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on a presenter's behalf. At the conclusion of the hearing today, the commission may take action on the application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And finally, you heard us talking about it earlier, but there's a microphone that looks like this on the podium. If you come to speak to the commission, we ask that you make sure that you press the space bar so that the green icon at the base of it is lit, and you'll see that there's a green ring around the microphone that's lit. That's so we can hear you, so that it's recorded, and so it's broadcast on the internet. And trust me, as these folks joked with me when I came up there, we will remind you if it's not lit. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Okay, the